You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. I left my keys inside my car.
Okay, sorry to hear that. I'll make sure to get you taken care of today. And are you in a safe location?
Yeah, I'm right here at the hospital. I work at Piedmont Hospital on No.
You say that you're at a hospital?
Yeah, I work at a hospital, Piedmont.
Okay, I'll get that information from you shortly. Can I start by having the spelling of your first name?
It's K-E-N-Y-A.
K-E-N-Y-A?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and the spelling of the last name?
It's P-E-E-K.
Thank you. That's T as in Tom, E as in elephant, E as in elephant, K as in kite.
It's P-E-E-K.
Syllabize that for me.
Okay, P M Paul, E for elephant, E for elephant, and K for team.
Thank you. And what's a good callback number in case we ever get disconnected?
478-250-4585.
Thank you. I have 478-250-4585. And also, would you like to opt into our text feature? We'll message you the driver's information and the expected time of arrival.
Yes.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. Let's get your policy pulled up here. Would you happen to have your member ID number handy?
Okay. Let me get it's 179-589-62.
I'm sorry, you sound a bit muffled. Can I have you to repeat that for me?
It's 179-589-66.
Okay, the number I have is 179-589-66.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. And who do you have your roadside assistance with?
Septon. I'm in Missouri.
All right, just a moment. It's searching. And have you ever used the roadside assistance before in the past?
Not for this vehicle. They've been wild, but...
Would you happen to see on your insurance card a number that possibly starts with 00?
No, okay, get in the car.
Okay, and where'd you get this policy number from?
My wife.
Yeah, we're not pulling anything up with that. It looks like an unfamiliar number, but we do have another search method that we can use. If you're standing on the outside of your vehicle, can I have you to read off your VIN number for me on your driver's side?
Oh, I got to go down on the second floor in the hospital. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Would you happen to have your VIN number anywhere near you, like on paperwork or anything?
No, they got. I'm finna. I'll take number 2 minutes.
All right, take your time. No worries.
Oh boy, I'm like, hey, where I left the keys? Huh. over at my side. You need the whole number.
Yes, sir.
All right.
But no rush. Take your time.
I'm just mad because I had a good beginning. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
It's three, letter three, G, N, F and Frank, K and King, 1 6, Z, 3 5, G 1, 98, 759.
Thank you. Just a moment. There we go. Okay. And for security purposes, can I have you to validate the address associated with your policy?
Oh, 4134 Shearwater Drive. 31206.
Is there a possible different address?
But I didn't know 41, probably 41, I mean 34, 30, wait a minute, 41, wait a minute. This phone act crazy at the hospital. No, it's all, that's my address. It's 4134 Shearwater Drive.
Is there possibly a older or newer address?
Mm-mm.
That starts with W?
To my Rand Avenue, that's not my vehicle. I've been got rid of that vehicle. I just got another vehicle from the on the dealership.
Okay. Well, that's the address that they have on the policy, but if you ever want to change it, you would have to do that with your insurance company.
Okay.
What's the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling in about today?
It's a GM, 2004 GM. Let me see. Wait a minute. 2004 Chevy. Let me see. It just a Chevy. The 2004 Chevy Suburban.
Hold on, give me one moment. You said a Suburban?
Yes, ma'am. Chevy Suburban. Got full coverage. Roadside service.
All right, give me just a moment. Would that be the same thing as a K-1500? Is that a K-1500 Suburban?
Yeah.
All right.
The way it got on the...
Yeah, that's what they have in the system for us.
Mm-hmm.
But did you also have, as far as with the pickup truck?
Have a what?
A pickup truck?
I ain't got
as well?
No pickup truck. We had that pickup truck. We had a white car. We got a rental truck. You know, when you go run a truck, you got to have full coverage. That's why.
All right, give me one moment. All right, and this is the VIN number that you just got off the vehicle that you're in currently.
Yes.
It's showing a K1500.
Mm-mm. I don't know what it's in my... What name of it?
It's showing a K1500.
Mm-mm. Mine's just a Chevy or Suburban. Or it's got a Z44 on the side.
And what's the color of the vehicle?
What now?
What's the color of the vehicle?
My current vehicle, I had Tahoe. I mean, not Tahoe, Denali. A GM. Yukon, I mean.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
It was a Yukon, 2004 Yukon.
The color of the vehicle.
Oh, it's like a green, blue. It's kind of got different colors. Like a greenish or bluish, something like that.
All right. And I know that you were saying earlier it may be a Yukon. Is it a Suburban or a Yukon?
No, what I had last time, I thought you said the previous car I had. It's a Suburban.
Oh, okay, Suburban. Gotcha. And you say that you locked your keys inside the car?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And where are they located, like on the seat or in the ignition? Is the car still running?
It's right in the middle. I had my lights and stuff on.
All right, and are you requesting the lockout service?
The lockout, what do you mean by that?
Where we just basically enter inside the vehicle through your door and retrieve your keys?
Yes, ma'am. Though I got the roadside service.
All right, we're going to get you taken care of today. Just a couple of questions needed for the driver, but if it doesn't apply, you can just state no. Are there any broken keys involved?
Oh, no, ma'am. Ain't nothing like that.
And does your vehicle have power locks and power windows?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you plan to be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Yes, ma'am. I want him to call me and give him my number so I can come downstairs and meet him there.
All right. And would you like for him to give you a call 10 minutes upon arrival?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what is the address of the location where you're currently located?
I know it's Piedmont Hospital. I'm trying to get you to go in one of the offices and get you the straight direction.
And what's the city and state that you're currently located?
It's Macon, Georgia. At Piedmont Healthcare. Trying to see the address. Ain't no one name with the address.
I'm trying to Google.
Oh, that was that was my wife doing right now. 400. Chapter Boulevard, Macon, Georgia.
All right.
Charlie, let me see. Yeah, that's Charlie Boulevard. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that is 400 Charter Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and where are you located in the facility of that parking lot?
Oh, in the on the side in the back by the ER. That's why he just called me and just tell him just come or come to the back. I can like you know get him direction.
All right, and you're in the back of that hospital. He just needs to drive to the back.
Yes, ma'am. Where the ER?
I'm just making some notes for the provider. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you very much, because I didn't want to tear up my car trying to get in.
Almost,
I forgot
sir.
I had roadside. I forgot I had roadside, sir.
Okay, so I have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the driver, get everything set up for you. Momentarily, you will receive a text message of the driver's name and phone number and the ETA. Is there anything else I could do to be of assistance?
No, ma'am. He got my phone number to call us.
Yes, sir. The number ending in 4585.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. You have a good day, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes, ma'am.